And for our weekly visit right now with General Manager Jerry DePoto, he joins us here on Danny, Dave, and More. Jerry, thank you so much for taking the time.
My pleasure, guys.
Well, it was a heck of a weekend series against Baltimore, and it was a close one last night in Houston. How are you feeling things are going right now with your team, and as you head into the All-Star break, what you've accomplished in the first half?
Yeah, I mean, we've got four tough games here against the world champs, so that's it. I guess first and foremost is focus on the here and now. But it's disappointing 3 days in Houston. I don't think we played particularly well. But, you know, you lose 2 one-run games in a three-game set. I know the guys are really battling. And the grind of that last week before the All-Star break is usually a tough one. No different here. I thought we played terrific in the four-game series versus Baltimore and gave ourselves a chance to go into the All-Star break with some momentum, and I don't think that chance is gone. It just depends on what we do these next 4 days.
Jerry, you put Taiwan Walker on the disabled list yesterday, 15 days, but he's going back to Charlotte to see a doctor. Do you have any update on what's going on there and any concern that it might be longer than 15 days?
No real concern at this point that it'll be longer than 15 days and no real idea what the issue is beyond what we've already diagnosed. And our medical team was pretty confident in what we saw the first time. And I think the fact that this has lingered for as long as it has put us in a position where we're going to take the next step and just get really what equates to a third opinion, because Ty's already had a couple. And, you know, if it's bothering him, he shouldn't pitch. And, you know, what we're getting in the middle 4 days between outings is just his determination that he feels 100%. And then he goes out there, and sometimes it's less than 100%. So we're going to try to once and for all determine what the issue is and ease our minds and ease his. But in the end, with the All-Star break as a buffer, having those 4 days for free, he was not going to start on Sunday one way or the other. So putting him on the DL now gave us a little bit of a buffer. And if all goes well, he misses just one start after the break. If not, most important thing here is that we take care of Taiwan, both for the midterm and the long term. He's very important to our future.
Yeah, Jerry, with some of these injuries, you know, some of the young guys, like Edwin Diaz, pretty important. I was so excited last night when he froze Gattis with that strike to end the inning, but came back and had a little bit of a rough go after that. But tell us how you're feeling about Edwin Diaz right now.
I couldn't be happier with where Edwin is. And, you know, last night aside, and those are going to happen. When you're pitching, and this one I learned acutely through experience, when you're pitching in close games at the end of games, that's going to happen from time to time. And, you know, Edwin, for a kid his age with his level of experience, has done an unbelievably consistent job of delivering for us. He's very quickly risen through the ranks and put himself in a position to pitch the leverage innings in our bullpen. And he's been great. He's letting two electric pitches fly. He's not afraid to pump strikes. And, you know, when you attack the strike zone the way he does, occasionally you're going to give up a long one. And, you know, last night he did, and that's part of business. My guess is that he's as confident in himself as we are in him, and he'll be out there. Probably not tonight because he threw some pitches last night, but he'll be out there in that opportunity and get that opportunity again the next time around.
Jerry DePoto joining us for his weekly visit. The Mariners are in Kansas City where they'll take on the Royals. And, Jerry, you got Felix Hernandez poised to come back after the All-Star break with a couple of rehab starts there in the minor leagues. You have Taiwan Walker on the disabled list. Wade LeBlanc had two great starts. How do you feel about your starting rotation right now and how it's shaping up?
Well, obviously, I'll feel a lot better about it when Felix and Taiwan are once again a part of it. We've battled through the first half. It's not been easy, and it particularly has not been easy for the last 4 or 5 weeks with the starting rotation. And I do think that when Felix is there, it gives everybody else a sense of security. And obviously, we're looking forward to getting him back. And right now, we forecast that should be July 20th against the White Sox if everything goes well. Hopefully, about that same time, we're looking at Taiwan Walker rejoining the group, which would be great. And we feel like when we've got Felix and Kuma and Taiwan and Paxton, Miley and Carnes, and now LeBlanc as part of that mix, we've got a pretty deep group. Unfortunately, it's been a pretty turbulent 5 weeks, and we've had a difficult time getting consistent innings out of the rotation. And, you know, it's, I think, the real value of having that ace, the Felix Hernandez presence in your rotation, is that every fifth day, you know you got a guy who can settle the water when things are getting turbulent. And for the last 5 weeks, we haven't had that. And you know, we will definitely welcome him back with open arms. And I do believe that the rest of the group settles down when they know he's there.
Was that your hound in the background there, Jerry?
Yeah, man, actually, I just got into Kansas City, so I'm standing out in front of the hotel dropping off my bag before I head to the game.
Okay. Hey, you've been in this situation before as a GM down there with Anaheim. So you're 3 weeks from the trade deadline, and we were sitting here trying to figure out what you would do. You know, you get down to it where you buy or you sell. And do you determine, like, if you're five games out of the wild card, how closely do you look at the standings? What all goes into it before you try and figure out what you're going to do?
Yeah, I think in every circumstance, and it doesn't matter if you're working for the Kansas City Royals and running the World Champs, you are the Chicago Cubs, you've got a padded lead, or you're the team bringing up the rear. You go into every trade deadline with the idea of buying and selling. And we're just looking to be as opportunistic as we can be, and every way that we can get better in the short term or better in the long, and ideally better at both, we will take advantage of that. And you know, right now, I think the best trades we can make are getting our own guys healthy. If you bring back Felix and Taiwan, there aren't going to be higher impact arms on the market than that. We bring back Nick Benson after the break and get him added to our bullpen, and everybody's able to resituate in their roles again. That'll be a big boost, as will adding Charlie Furbush. And I think the break might do us better than most teams, just because we need to get healthy. And as we get down toward the deadline, we can then determine what makes the most sense for the organization. But if we have a chance to get better in the short and the long, we'll take advantage of it. If not, we can't force it.
Hey, Jerry, Danny here was bringing up the other day that maybe we look past Nelson Cruz a little bit. You know, it's too bad that Ortiz and Encarnacion are in the AL because, you know, you look at the numbers that he's putting up right now. He probably should be an all-star. And talk a little bit about Nelson Cruz. And, you know, do you feel like he got snubbed a little bit? I mean, do you care about the all-star votes?
Oh, I do. And I care for it for the players individually because, you know, it's a great honor. And we're proud of Robbie for being there. And I do think Nelson deserves to be there. Frankly, I think Kyle Seager deserves to be there. And I think you can make an argument for Steve Cishek. He's had a great first half in a lot of ways. And for the way the All-Star game works today, where it is so important to win the game, to have the ability to change a game with power like Nelson has, or that left-hand bat coming off the bench like Kyle can bring, or even a situational right-hand matchup late in the game, I thought all those guys deserved some level of consideration. And, you know, obviously Nelly maybe the most, just because you see the prolific home run numbers and the run totals and what he's been able to do as far as driving runs in. And similarly with Kyle. Unfortunately for both of them, they play positions that are fairly well populated with star players around the American League. And it's a tough get, and you got to wait your turn sometimes. And, you know, they're all stars for us, and they've done a fantastic job through the first half to help carry our team to where we are.
Jerry DePoto is with us, our weekly visit. Just a couple more questions for him here. Jerry, you look at the stats. Your team is sixth in the American League in runs scored. They're fourth in ERA. Your run differential is plus 50, which is fourth best among all teams. Statistically, it probably looks like your team should have a better record than it does. But how would you characterize this first half of the season and where you guys stand right now?
Yeah, I think all of those things you just mentioned, if you would have told me that we were going to open up the final series before the All-Star break on July 7th and we would be among the top five teams categorically in all those different areas and have the kind of run differential that we do, I would suspect that our record would be better than it is. And it's not. You know, we're a game over 500, and we got a tough series here with the Royals. And part of that comes down to just the way we've played the last 4 or 5 weeks and primarily how we've played in the one-run games. You know, the last 12 or 13 one-run games have not been kind to us. And it's not because our bullpen's coming in to tie games like last night and giving up an untimely home. It's that coupled with an occasional blown lead, coupled with the game that we just can't figure out how to get that runner in third. It's small turns of the dial, and I feel like from a talent perspective, from a balance perspective on our roster, we are one turn of the dial from being 10 games better in the win column than we've been. And that's a remarkable thing over the first half. I believe we've played more one-run games than anyone in the American League game at this point. I think I've read somewhere where maybe only the Giants have played as many as we have all year, which is it's a pretty phenomenal thing. We knew we'd have a team that played a lot of close games. We knew we'd be reliant on doing the small things to win. And I think, you know, all in all, the big picture view of our pitching staff, the big picture view of our offense, pretty good when you're able to do those things over a three-month period and put together that kind of productivity. Unfortunately, we're not doing those things over this last month, those small things that really turn into wins. And eventually we're going to have to get back to doing that like we were in April back.
Jerry, what do you see as being the top area that you want to improve and this team strengthen before the trade deadline?
No, right now you'd have to say starting pitching. It's been a rough go the last month, and I think, again, that comes from Felix Hernandez and Taijuan Walker. When those guys are back and we have our full starter group, I think our starters are as deep as anybody. It's just been so – we have not – the first 2 months of the season, when we had five starters taking their turn and everybody was doing their thing, we were as good as anybody. Our starters were third in the league in ERA, our relievers were first in the league in ERA, and our team was – first in the standings. Since that time, we've used a ridiculous number of starters. We've not been able to get our innings down and get back on track. So the two most critical acquisitions we can make between now and the trade deadline, they already play for the Mariners. We just got to get them healthy and get them out there.
Jerry, pitted in the home run derby is Cano against Giancarlo Stanton. I think Cano can beat him. You know, Giancarlo is batting .231 right now. Cano's just a better hitter. And what do you think about that?
I think I've seen Robbie in a home run contest with my own eyes. I saw him live at the 2011 All-Star game in Arizona where he won the home run derby or went to the finals. It was phenomenal to watch with his dad pitching against him, just hitting bombs all over the place. To me, the home run derby is more often won by hitters who have to just barrel contact. Very rare do you see, you know, the gaudy home run hitter go out there and win it. It's more often than not the guy who makes more barrel contact and can grind through. It's a long affair. And, you know, you've got to have some long barrel contact to get through there. And Robbie's about as good as you'll see. And, you know, I think Giancarlo Stanton, among the hitters in the game today, if he does not have the greatest raw power in the game, you know, you're not going to get to your second finger before you mention his name. And it should be an interesting one to watch because my guess is that Stanton will hit the most majestic homers in the home run contest, and that'll be a pretty good pairing to watch. It'll be a lot of fun.
Jerry, with Mike Zunino hitting two home runs in one game, did that make the decision more difficult to send him down, or were you already planning on doing that once Sucre got healthy?
No, we were actually – it was part of the plan all along. And I think I might have mentioned to you guys when we were on last week, when we called Mike up, it was – Sucre was still in the final week of his rehabilitation, and our third option, which would have been Rob Brantley, was actually home with his wife on paternity leave. So we called Mike up. I thought he deserved the opportunity. He did a fantastic job for us when he stepped in against Baltimore and caught two good games for us. But one of the real this season has been about the development of Mike Zunino, and the one thing that we promised ourselves and in turn told him was that we were not going to let him sit there and watch. And, you know, one of the things we'd like to do coming out of the break is split time between Chris Iannetta and Mike Zunino. But before we get there, we had four games left. There was only one opportunity to play the backup catcher. And we're going to let Chris finish out the first half the way we've operated throughout the first half and thought it was best to give Mike the opportunity to play on a more everyday basis. But you'll see him again pretty shortly after the All-Star break.
Well, that'll be interesting to see. He certainly made a big impression when he came up. Jerry, we really appreciate you taking the time. We enjoy the weekly visits, and best of luck to you guys tonight there in Kansas City.
Thanks a million, guys.